For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Micah Monday on the playlist. The Wilson sisters, better known to the world as Heart Barracuda, Kick-Ass Car, and A Vicious Little Fish. What concert did you go to, John?
I saw Chris Stapleton on Friday night.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it was so damn rowdy in that place. Dude, he did an entire song twice because this melee broke out in front of the stage. He had to stop the show.
Was it like rowdy kind of music, though?
Honestly, melee. No. I take it for being fairly calm music, but there was a melee. He stopped the song almost near the end of it and said, I'm going to do that song again for everybody who didn't get to enjoy it because these idiots were fighting.
That's customer service.
And then probably 25 minutes later, somebody threw what appeared to be an entirely full beer right at him. It hit him right in the face, went all over everything.
Oh, no.
It was.
Was he pissed?
Oh, he was pissed.
How did he not get pissed?
It seemed as if him, because he's on stage with his wife, and it seemed as if they were both completely over the show about halfway through because people were just out of control.
What does his wife do?
Way to represent.
I have this whole conspiracy theory that she doesn't trust him being on stage by himself, but she plays the tambourine and like dances around and looks at him like a weirdo.
Oh. Yeah, she's like, yeah.
That's my theory.
Like the
team, yeah.
like Doug Christie, the NBA player whose wife rode behind the team bus.
Yeah, and she would swear she's in the group. Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
She sings and they have moments and stuff.
If she wasn't there, it'd still go down.
Yeah. Lame. Yeah.
Super lame.
So I mean, maybe that's why somebody threw a bottle. I mean, I'm not saying it was justified.
Yeah, they were throwing it. Huh? Get right. off stage.
What if she's his inspiration and he needs her there to draw?
Sit front row, you muse.
She can be his inspiration after the show.
Yeah.
He does. He seemingly sings every single song to her.
That's annoying, man.
I mean, it is annoying. I agree, kind of. I'm like, say, you know, do that on your own time.
Well, that's with I love Faith Hill and Tim McGraw.
Who doesn't?
But that concert, I feel like I wanted more Tim and less Faith, and she was involved a lot. Like, come on. Can I just get a Tim show for a little while?
The we didn't even talk about the Jay-Z show on Saturday night. Had a really good time with Brandon, the listener.
How was that?
Yeah.
Oh, so you
I
went.
You...
No, I heard it was a great show. Kalta, I heard him this morning talking about it. He said it was
they looked cool.
Amazing show.
I saw it on his Facebook and Pete's, and it looked like a good show. Yeah. I did meet the guy at Quaker Steak and Lube, the guy who offered to take us.
How was that?
He was cool. He was nice.
I'm pretty sure he had no problem moving those tickets.
I don't think he did. I never really talked to him and said thanks, but no thanks. But I think he kind of like, he probably got the hint that we weren't going to go.
So was it because you had other plans, or was it because your interaction was so mad that you didn't want to be with him?
He wasn't mad. He was a nice enough guy. I'm not going to go to a concert in Orlando with anybody. Let's be honest. Even if I know you real well, going to Orlando for a concert, that's an ordeal. That's the drive there, the drive back. Well, what if it sucks?
I mean, you weren't going to ride with him.
Well, I'm not in it for the experience.
Yeah.
You know, you're inviting me to a show. I want to hang with you.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
for
okay.
me, it's like, oh, let's meet up in Tampa. Let's go to Orlando. We'll go to Gringos Locos.
For me, it's like, thanks, dog. All right, peace. You want to get a quick never mind.
Yes, but Saturday was my neighborhood block party, and I had the dips to make and whatnot, so I was really, really looking forward to that. You guys know. I mean, I was really looking forward to that. I wish my neighborhood were to have a party every week like this. God, it felt so good to be that domestic and get all that stuff done. Let's talk about this transracial situation. It's a trans term I've never heard before.
Because it's not real.
Many different trans things. I don't think this one is real.
They use them a lot in the Philippines. Whenever, you know, I'm around the music, I'm around
Sweet
the
bed.
Food, I feel like I'm in my own skin. I'd watch the History Channel sometimes for hours. You know, whenever it came to that, and you know, nothing else intrigued me more, but you know, things about, you know, Filipino culture. I think if you're unhappy with who you are and you change yourself for the better and that makes you happy, you know, go for it.
You don't get to change your ethnicity. I'm sorry. You don't get to say you identify as Filipino, so you're Filipino.
But this guy, you know what you do, man. Right,
what's that?
You find yourself a Filipino woman.
There you
find
go.
Find yourself a Filipino restaurant.
Yeah.
And just enjoy
immerse
yourself.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You're not Filipino.
No, you're not.
Sometimes I feel Bolivian. I don't know.
Do you?
I don't know what's calling me on the inside.
Bolivia is calling
I'm not
you.
In tune with everything.
Well, this guy is transracial and believes he's Filipino.
I would never say it was a privilege to, you know, be unhappy with yourself all the time. Well, the funny thing is, you know, I had to make sure that it wasn't just me, because if it's just me, then there must be something wrong, or maybe I'm just strange. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I created the group in hopes of, you know, getting our message out in a bottle, and people started to join. People started to message me about, you know, their conflictions with themselves. My family knows about my transsexuality, but they don't know anything about this. It's just my mom is kind of an older world person, and I just think that something, telling her something like that is just too wild. I believe that we all have the freedoms to pursue happiness in our own ways. We can pursue intimacy with whatever partner we want.
Yeah, you can. You can pursue intimacy with any partners, but you're born a certain way, and even if you think you're now Filipino, you're not Filipino.
It says, Jadu is part of a small but growing community of people who considers themselves transracial, refers to someone born one race but identifies with another. Jadu says I grew up enjoying Filipino food, events, and the overall culture.
Ja,
J-A. Ja.
Do.
What'd I say?
That's what, no, that's what you said. Jadu, that's his name. Jadu.
Jadu.
Jadu. J-A, last name D-U. Jadu.
People are saying they've never heard of this before, real doctors.
Does he live in the Philippines?
I think he's here.
He lives in Tampa.
Yeah. He's a local dude.
Hey, get out of here.
Yeah, Ja, give us a call. 727-579-1025.
And he drives, I don't know, it kind of slips by in the audio, but he drives this little thing called a tuk-tuk, and it's like a mini, it's like a miniature bus.
It shouldn't be street
legal. But it looks like a go-kart, and it is very popular in the Philippines.
So Ja dude drives a tuk-tuk?
You look like you can just thump it, it'll
and
fall over.
It's bright pink as well.
It's like a bicycle with a cardboard box around.
I can't even. 727-579-1025. Are you allowed to say you feel like you belong to a certain race?
Well,
man, you can say,
I don't know.
You got guys all the time. No, I mean, well you got people that grow up in like you got white people that grow up in an all black neighborhood.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then they're familiar in the neighborhood. They know the culture.
Sure.
But they don't say I'm black.
No.
No.
No. And vice versa. Like black people who grew up in white neighborhood, they say they know what the white experience maybe is a little bit better than someone who wasn't raised that way.
I mean, Will Smith grew up in Bel Air and he was still the Fresh Prince. Yeah,
he Fresh Prince.
But there's not a surgery we can do for this guy, right? We can only, you know, give him every Filipino thing he needs to make himself feel more comfortable.
What he needs is a hug.
He needs many hugs.
Look at, have you seen the new pictures of Sammy Sosa?
Yeah.
He is a white man.
This has been going on forever.
He has made pretty much the full transition.
But no, it's not like a thing where he's like, I'm turning white.
No.
Support me as I go through my process.
He just has turned himself white.
Just because he doesn't say it doesn't mean it's not true, right?
No, you're saying it like there was like an official thing he's doing.
Well, I will say, when I was younger, people used to ask me all the time if I was Hawaiian or Polynesian.
I could see that.
And so I got really into Polynesian culture. I like to...
Do you identify as Polynesian?
I've joked about it before. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'm Hawaiian. And I had like a Jeep Wagoneer with wood paneling, and everybody always jokes.
Mahalo.
Like,
I was like, your tuk-tuk. Mahalo.
Yeah, and people... Somebody sent me a video of the haka this morning.
The haka?
I was like, it reminded me of you. It's a Hawaiian like war dance. Oh. So...
Can you do it for us?
Can you do the haka?
Give us
the haka.
I don't know it.
No, you've been doing a little bit. What's that?
It's the haka. It's a war dance. I don't know it all. I'm not actually Hawaiian.
I'll start it off.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Now you can pick it up from there. Hot the funky
that's
beat.
That's the cam.
Do you make any noises when you're doing
it? Same thing.
And then both my brothers know it. They used to do it all the time.
She does.
We're being
shy. She just said, whoo!
Haka. 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 Is that the haka? What? Oh, look
it's
that.
Not effective when I'm by myself and I'm in.
You're not by yourself. You're with friends
and millions of people on Bone.
You got to have all the Hawaiians with you and the Polynesians.
They're watching right
the
now.
The war dance.
Haka.
But yeah, so I fell
so
in love with another culture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't identify as Polynesian, but I love their culture and I would definitely marry a beautiful Polynesian man.
Noted. What's up, Don?
Hey guys, how's it going today?
It's a Dawn, D-A-W-N, and I was thinking it'd be a lovely young lady, but instead it's a lovely young gentleman. I'm sorry, that's not...
Singing of the dish.
Can I rewind? I didn't mean Dawn. I meant Dawn. What's up, Dawn? How you doing, Dawn?
Not a problem. I feel like I should be more manly now with the conversation.
Definitely
but
should.
I just have a question real quick.
Yes.
Culture is essentially a social construct.
What? Whoa. Whoa. Don't go throwing your $5 words around these here parts, mister. We're a dumb radio program.
Yeah, you guys aren't that dumb to me. Hmm. Let me just ask, though. I mean, why is it we're okay? And when I say we, I mean, I figure you guys have stood up for transgender rights, you know, LGBTQ, et cetera, right?
John's Q.
So we're okay. Mm-hmm. We're okay from that standpoint, mm-hmm. as far as saying, you know, people can choose to live as a man or a woman.
Right. Yeah.
But now you're not okay with them being able to choose a social construct. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm confused about.
Well, you sound confused about it a little bit more than that, my good man. But I appreciate your phone call, and I hope you get the enlightened phone conversation that you're looking for someplace else, because you're not going to find it here.
Well, I would just say that he's not a part of the construction of the Filipino culture. That's
like,
why.
Right. Like, if you're born, let's say I'm born, I feel like I'm a lady trapped inside a man's body, okay? And I'm like, man, I got to chip away at who I am. I'm just going to take away these male private parts. And I'm going to create female private parts. Then I'm whole. Oh, my God. I'm a female, and now I have these female private parts. I went within myself. You asked me a question.
Yeah.
I'm trying to answer your question.
I went
within myself to find what I was looking for. I can't go to another race. There's nothing you can do to my body that's going to make me better identify as Filipino. That's where it is for me. That's where the difference lies for me.
Okay, so, I mean, in terms of it being a racial thing then, I mean, do you think that race and nationality exist as the same thing? Because Filipino is a nationality, it's not actually a race.
Right, yes. Thank you very much. It was lovely speaking with you. You sound like a nice guy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. 727-579-1025.
I support the right to choose a race, whatever they're into.
He's trying to get you caught up in semantics, but
I think so.
The guy is not Filipino.
Right. He would make the argument that a transgender person is not female, but I don't know that there is a male or a female.
But if you weren't Filipino, who would go through the trouble of driving the tuk-tuk?
That is true.
I don't think someone would say that you have, like, some sort of... Like, they couldn't label you and say, well, you know what your problem is.
Right.
You were born as an American, but really, mentally, inside,
you're Filipino.
And we've identified that, so you need to live your life as a Filipino man. That's not the same as gender. Whoa. What is it, dysmorphia?
Yeah, gender dysmorphia, yeah.
There's not racial dysmorphia.
No.
Kevin, I think you missed the important part. He watches the History Channel regularly.
Right.
And has studied his Filipino heritage.
Yeah, so I do.
He's got to be Filipino.
Okay. He could do better. Like, get a shirt or something.
I mean,
he doesn't look. I expect him to look different.
Me too. Yeah. He does not look Filipino. Bob, what's up, man? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Bob?
Good. I grew up a young Jewish boy in South Florida.
Hey, it's Bob from Tuscan, everybody. I didn't realize it was you.
Yeah,
what's up, dude?
Something like that. Hey, so, you know, growing up Jewish, you know, we have all sorts of conflict with our identity and guilt. And, you know, I got to tell you, more and more that I think about it, I identify as a Rothschild central banker. and as a Jewish kid, you know, I would love to identify with an African-American man because of, you know, some things in the pants that I could really use some help with, seriously.
Playing into the stereotype that the Jewish male has the small wiener and the African-American
wiener. Hey, by the way, is that racist?
It's, I mean, to make any sweeping stereotypes about race, a little bit in the racial category, my friend, you're better than
that. Come on, so we're so politically correct now that I can't even talk about African-Americans, you know what, versus the Jewish guy?
Hey, I mean, you have some sort of study you've done?
Hands-on study?
I love you guys.
See ya. Love you back. Thanks, Bob.
I know John backs you up on that. He's
oh, yeah. I'll help with the study. Whatever you need. I'm here for you. Very hands-on.
727-579-1025.
John's a huge fan of the Blacked series.
Yeah, that's a great website.
Dave, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
What did they do there? Yeah.
Hey, not much. Hey, so Edu, isn't that a planet from Star Wars? Just curious.
What did you say? What did you say about What did you just say?
the guy's name.
Yeah, there's a
Star Wars. Right, yes.
Anyway, so I'm adopted, so I don't know who my parents are, right. So I can pick any race I want to every day, I guess.
I mean, I don't know about every day. I would recommend you find one you like and kind of stick with it.
I was adopted, yeah, too. I didn't really have to pick.
Afro-German.
Afro-German. All right, yeah, just try what you like.
No sprickets at Ebonics, so.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. All right, guy. Yeah. Thank you.
My basketball game.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I would love to get this. You think it might be J-J-A? Or is it Ja?
It's not Ja.
Not Ja?
No. Nah,
maybe J-Do?
No, I think it was.
J-Do. I think it is.
Yeah.
It's J-Do.
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 Yeah.
What is it? Which one?
J-Do.
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 J-Do drives a
tuk-tuk. Yeah, J-Do.
J-Do drives a tuk-tuk.
His name, his white name is Adam.
Wait, that's his.
His white name's Adam.
His white name.
Yeah, now he's J-Do. That's what. J-Do born a white male named Adam. Well.
He is also transsexual, and he's considering changing his gender as well. He's talked to his mom about that. This guy was not happy with who he was.
I saw a couple people mention it on Twitter, and it is actually noted in the article from Channel 10 as well, saying the girl that was in the NAACP, Rachel Dozell or whatever.
She got into whatever,
and people started questioning that. She did the thing on Dr. Phil, and they say that's where the term transracial started becoming widely accepted.
Yeah, she didn't get accepted.
No,
yeah.
She did not. She got rejected. I've always kind of identified with Latin culture. I think Yo soy de Honduras. I talk to my man Ramiro every morning at the bus stop. I say, what's up, Ramiro? ¿Cómo estás? And he goes, Drew, I am excellent and improving. That's what he says every day. Then we go home, we walk. We talk about how lucky we are to be awake while the beautiful morning sky is there and how stupid the rest of the parents are who are sleeping. And then I walk into my house and I go back to bed for 3 hours. And I think to myself, Ramiro would think I'm the biggest hypocrite in the world. Excellent and improving, Drew. What's up, Jackie? Jackie? Jackie.
Hello.
Hi, who are you?
Kathy.
Sorry, Kathy. I was looking for Jackie in all the wrong places, but I found you. How you doing, Kath?
Okay. Good. I just wanted to find out, years ago, Michael Jackson bleached his skin and people called him a freak. Is that considered transracial back then?
Well, I don't know. Did he bleach his face to try to change his race?
That's the question.
It is.
Michael Jackson had National Islam security for years.
Yeah.
He's He's black.
Not trying to be white.
Not trying to...
No, definitely not. Not with those security guys.
And that's the thing. Even like with Sammy Sosa, we're talking specifically about a skin color. With this gentleman, J-Do, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about a skin color.
No, we're talking about a tuk-tuk. What race would you like to be?
Okay, well, I thought I'd throw it out
no,
there.
No, you threw a good one. What race would you choose if you had to identify as one other than, I assume, white lady? What would you be?
That's hard to say because I've never really thought about it. I'm very happy being myself.
So you're basically saying white pride? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I'm not white. Well, I am white, but it's, Latin and Italian, so.
Oh, Latin and Italian. I will say no more. I don't want to piss this
so
lady
I guess
off.
Brown.
Brown power. Thank you. I appreciate your call.
Thanks.
I don't think Michael Jackson wanted to be white.
I don't think so either. I don't think he knew what he wanted to
be. Is that true that he did bleach his skin? Like, that's fact?
I don't know if that's fact. He might have had a condition. I'm not sure.
He did. He had invertilago.
That was it.
Yeah. Where you lose the pigment. You ever see, like, a black guy and he has, like, white splotches?
Yeah. Invertilago.
You lose your pigment.
I never get that one right. Jay, are you here to talk about a tuk-tuk?
Yes, sir.
All right. What's up?
Oh, no. I just wanted to mention that we typically call it a tricycle and not a tuk-tuk.
A tricycle? But it's not a tricycle.
Who's we?
Who's we? Are you Filipino?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. All right. So,
do you accept J-Do?
Typically in the Filipino culture, we like to accept anyone. I don't know racially, but it's kind of like
so you're
if
not,
we see you, you're one of us.
Yeah, so you're not in the business of rejecting people simply because they're not Filipino if they want to say that they're Filipino.
Pretty much.
All right. I grew up with a Filipino buddy. What are we missing out on by not being Filipino? What are some joys of being Filipino? I might want to identify as your lovely race.
Food.
Oh,
I like family.
Food. Speaking of food, I'm gonna give her a little test to see if she's.
Oh, good. Yeah, if she's
Filipino.
Really Filipino.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. When it comes to Filipino food, do you eat?
All right.
Do you eat Adidas?
Does she eat Adidas?
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat sneakers?
It's not sneakers.
Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure it's?
Yeah, it's
never
Adidas.
Never heard of a food called Adidas.
Do you eat Betamax?
Betamax. Do you eat a video cassette recorder?
And do you eat Walkman?
Walkman. Do Do you eat a radio with headphones attached to it and an auto reverse cassette player?
In the Philippines, Adidas is known as grilled chicken feet.
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. Grilled chicken feet?
Mm-hmm.
Young lady, is that true?
Never heard of that?
Never heard of that before.
No Adidas for you.
Okay.
All right, that's good. I wouldn't like one Adidas. The food, there are the more exotic foods, I'm sure, like your chicken feet. What are some other really choice parts of the animals that you'll eat there in the Philippines?
Well, we have this fermented duck egg where it's half formed.
I've heard of this.
It's called balut.
Oh, balut. I've heard of balut.
Yeah, it looks like you'd eat it like a hard-boiled egg, but then there's like a little baby chicken inside, right?
Sure do.
Yeah. I heard it's actually really good. It's like having an egg with a little bit of really tender, delicious chicken in the middle.
So that so we're on the same page.
There's fur.
Oh.
And it's feathers.
So they take the chicken right as it's hatching, and then they take that and...
No. So they'll bury it sometimes.
Does a chicken tree ever grow or anything? Like, is it sprouted? Oh, man. This is terrible.
Why do you call it a tricycle and not a tuk-tuk? Is tuk-tuk offensive?
No, I'm just pretty sure that's a different country.
Oh, maybe.
And if we did call it tuk-tuk, I think it'd be tuk-tuk.
Tuk-tuk. Okay, yeah, it says it's an Asian-derived vehicle used for public transit in the Philippines.
Yes.
The tuk-tuk.
Is Manny Pacquiao the greatest fighter of all time? Oh.
That's debatable.
Oh, all right.
She's
good.
Definitely not from the Philippines.
What's a weird beverage over there in the Philippines? Like, do you have any weird, like, coconut milk? What's going on beverage-wise? I like beverages.
So, in Philippines, cheese-flavored things are really big.
Did you say cheese-flavored things? Mm-hmm. So you're going to tell me there's a cheese-flavored drink?
Drink, ice cream, shaved ice.
What type of cheese? And if this is a D's nuts joke, I'll find you. What type of cheese flavored beverage? Like a cheddar soda or a Munster?
It's cheddar, yes.
Oh.
Cheddar soda.
Oh. We drink Four Loko here, but we're disgusted after cheese soda.
Four Loko.
Oh man. Well, thank you. You're a lovely young lady, and I hope we get to speak to you again next time. We're talking Filipino stuff or anything you want to hear. Please call us. Would you?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. What a lovely young lady. I'd love to identify as her culture. Shane, go ahead.
Hey, Drew, how's it going?
Hi, Shane. Very well. Thank you. Yourself?
Doing great. Thank you.
Super.
I actually believe that Steve Martin was born a young black child.
Well, he's referring to the movie The Jerk, which came out in about 1980, in which Steve Martin was adopted by a black family, thought that he was black until he realized that he wasn't. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the walk down memory lane and the fantastic film, The Jerk.
So this thing's been going on for a while.
People have been identifying as other races for decades now.
Ja Do is not alone.
We stand with you, Ja. We stand with you in your...
Do we? I don't think you do.
No, we don't.
No, I mean, if he wants to be Filipino, if it makes... Does it hurt anybody to let him be Filipina?
Not me.
Only if you're Filipino.
Right. I mean, Filipino, I might not want to claim him.
Yeah,
but
he might not be a good representation.
But hey, I'm not Filipino, so if this guy wants to say he's Filipino, by all means, now you're Filipino, and I'm Guatemalan. I always wanted to say I'm from Guatemala. I just love the way it sounds. Guatemala.
Guatemala.
Guatemala. Right after Guam, alphabetically. We come back. It's okay. It's not okay. Mom was asked to leave a state agency. A lot of people are going to say this is okay, but a very few passionate people will say, hell no, you're not going to kick me out for this reason. We'll tell you what that is next on Drew Garabo Live. Jackie, before we dive into the litany of news stories today, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about you?
Quite well. Thank you very much. What's up, darling?
Well, I was thinking that you kind of missed the boat. Louis C.K. is not Luke Skywalker. He is definitely Han Solo.
Oh, do you see what she did there, Seth? She said Han Solo because Louis C.K. Well, that's a sexy laugh you got on you. Did you
a little flimmy?
You interested in our you interested in our contest? Sexiest voice of the Bay. You're an immediate finalist.
Oh, holy cow! Okay.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Welcome. Yeah, exactly. I just gave you your golden ticket. You're going to Hollywood with Ryan Seacrest. Congratulations.
Oh God, help us. Okay.
God, you keep laughing like that, darling. We're gonna have a major, major problem in my pants. You know what I'm saying? I think you do. Oh yeah. God.
Would you invite her back to your hotel room?
If I invited, we're hanging in a hotel lobby after a show of mine, and you think, wow, that gentleman sure is enchanting, and I say, yes, I am, darling, you have no idea, would you like to come back to my hotel room? If you came to my hotel room, would I be less than gentlemanly if I posed a question about whether or not I may take care of myself while you're in my hotel room. Would that be untoward? Would that be inappropriate?
That would definitely be odd, and it would totally depend on how much Crown Royal was in the room.
Oh, so you're saying I get you like a handle of Crown?
Yes, exactly. Then I could at least avert my eyes to the bottle while you were whatever you were
Perfect.
Doing.
What you do is of no concern to me. I'm just there to do what I do. You look at that bottle. You look at that bottle, and I'm going to do what I do. God, that's a hot scenario.
Look at this blue, purple velvet bag. Yay! Right?
Because it comes in a purple velvet bag. Oh. The gold line
crown. Yeah.
People use it to stash their weed in and stuff like that.
I use it to stash my condoms.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's a good one. What do you stash in your crown bag, lady?
Actually, all kinds of essentials, shall we say. I'd rather carry that than a purse. For some reason, it's more feminine to me and more Irish.
Crown Royal bag.
I bet she smokes white owls and doesn't even hollow them out.
No, I don't. Oh, well, I just thought you'd enjoy the giggle, my friend. I enjoy your show, and I just wanted to call.
Thanks, Jackie. You're a hoot. I appreciate the call, and I hope you have a great afternoon.
Okay, you too.
All right. It's very excitable. Man, if only everybody had that kind of passion. John, go ahead, sir.
I was calling to say Louis C.K. rocks.
Well, all right. I don't know if that's the right time to say that.
Well, we're not talking about his comedy.
Yeah,
he's a funny guy.
Funny guy, so, you know, but, you know.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.